right, folks, welcome back here on Fox Sports On The Road. Michael Cohen here with you. Again, as I promised, we're going to take you now to TD Bank Ballpark. Let's listen into some audio from the former manager of the New York Yankees, your World Series champion, Joe Torre.
Break for a team. What's your thoughts on what the Yankees do here in the next week or so?
Well, you know, again, it's up to where they feel, you know, that they need help. I mean, they've had a lot of injuries on their pitching staff, and I think if you go one by one of their pitchers, they're all capable of getting them to the promised land. You know, it's just a matter of they've stumbled around a little bit over the last few weeks. But, you know, knowing Cashman, he'll make a deal, you know, if he thinks he needs to shore up the pitching staff. Because, I think offensively they're tough to beat. I mean, they've got not only a good starting group, but they have, a lot of good backup people, too. So, you never feel like you have enough, especially when, the trade deadline is what it is and you feel you should do something. But I don't think, I don't think it's going to, it's going to be a Soto-type deal. I think they're going to, hopefully get somebody that's going to make them, a little more comfortable with what they have. But I'm guessing if they do anything, it'll be on the pitching side.
You've seen a lot of great players in your day, managed to get a lot of great players. What Judge and Soto are doing together this year, is that pretty amazing to you?
It's really amazing. I think Soto, of course we all noticed him when he came up, with Washington and they won the World Series and all that stuff. But, he's such a – and what is he, 25, 26 years old? He's such a breath of fresh air with just his personality. I got to meet him actually first time this spring in Florida. And, he loves playing the game. And with the ability he has, and you always hold your breath because you're not sure come to New York, because it's a little different animal when you come to New York. And there are some players that have had trouble performing, but obviously he hasn't had that problem, and I'm happy for the Yankees. So, but Judge, if you ever wondered if he was legit, and when he keeps doing it year after year, I think just his ability has showed you that. Plus, he's a terrific leader of that ball club.
And you got to go back to Yankees spring training this year.
Just, I did.
What made you want to do that, and what did that mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you what made me do it. I just never really wanted to do it, and maybe it's my ego getting in the way, but I didn't want to get in the way, basically. I didn't want to be a distraction. I didn't want to go someplace because I was on the other side. I know what it was like to be a manager. And the less distraction, the better. But the reason I went this year is Aaron Boone called me. I was in Arizona because I do meetings with Major League Baseball of all the teams. And we were in Arizona at the time. And he called me, and I saw I had missed a call. I said, well, he must have butt-dialed me. I didn't even think anything of it. And I called him back, and he said, well, why don't you come visit? And I said, I plan on it. When I get to Florida, we're doing all the Arizona stuff now, and when I get to Florida, I am going to stop by. He says, why don't you come over for a few days, get in uniform, and hang out? I said, well, I don't know about the uniform stuff. I really didn't care to do that. And then when I got there, Aaron Boone offered his office for me to change and use that, and I said, that's all right. I'll go in with the coaches. And there's one of my former coaches, Ron Guidry, and Willie Randolph, and they're getting in uniform. I said, "What the hell?" So I got in uniform, and actually the first day I was out there sitting with Booney, he said, "Why do you want to go change pitchers?" I said, "No, for the same reason. I just, this is baseball, and I don't want to get in the way of it, And then by the time the last day came around, which was about 4 days later, I said, it's my last day, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And he asked me again to go out and change pitchers. And I had a nice reception, and it was cool. And the thing probably I appreciated more than anything is the players were very welcoming. And I'm glad I did it. And with that, I probably have made more visits so far this year to the stadium just to hang out. So. Yeah, it was good.
You talked a little bit about Boone and
nobody knows the expectations that come with his job more than you, and gets a lot of criticism for when the team doesn't ultimately win at all.
That's what happens.
How much do you think that role, though, has evolved since your time managing to where it is now?
Well, when you're with the Yankees, you know, to me, I think, to be honest, when they have gotten so strong with analytics, I think there's a certain neutering of the manager with, you know, and again, all teams are different. Some lean a little bit more on it than others. I can't tell you about the Yankees because I don't, you know, ask those questions. It's, you know, it's their business, not mine. But as far as the differences, the only thing I see is the analytics. You know, and Booney, to me, you know, Booney, you know, his father played, his grandfather played in the big leagues. He knew baseball. You know, he knows his stuff. But New York's not easy. You know, the expectations are high. You know, even, and I was talking out there about going and playing the Mets in 2000 in the World Series. They may have had, you know, more talented personnel, but we were the Yankees. And, you know, you keep looking over your shoulder, and there's George Steinbrenner, you know. And so, there's a lot of pressure. But, you know, if you win there, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. It's it becomes a small town, which I still appreciate.
Joe, a lot of your former players I've known over the years, they talk about how much they love playing for you. I know Larry Boa very well, tells me how much he loved being on your staff. I say that because all these years later, one of the big stories in New York yesterday, David Wells goes on WFN radio, and I don't know why, but all of a sudden he's makes it the Joe Torre chased me out of town. This is the New York Post today. Joe Torre played favorites. He wasn't a good manager. Are you surprised that all these years later that Wells has not let this go?
No, because, you know, when we're together, we kid about stuff. You know, David Wells wasn't easy, but nobody guaranteed that these players are going to be easy. But I didn't hear about any of that, but I it puts a smile on my face because, you know, David Wells is David Wells. He can pitch, and, you know, we won with him, and I loved having him around, but he was a pain in the ass. There's no question. But, you know, I chased him out of town, but he came back. You know, he left, and then he came back, so.
For the Safe at Home Foundation, can you just talk a little bit about how much work that you've put into that? It's been going on for a long time now. Just how far it's come in the 20 plus years that it's been going.
You know, I really, in my whole baseball career, believe it or not, I still had the feelings I had when I was a kid growing up. I thought it was something that made me responsible for what was going on in the house. Maybe it was my older, because I'm the youngest of five, my older siblings, you know, whispering, and meanwhile they were whispering just to protect me more than anything. And it wasn't until right before I came to the Yankees, actually, that we went to a seminar. My wife was 8 months pregnant with our daughter, and she wanted to go to this seminar, which was in Cincinnati, where, you know, after I got fired by the Cardinals, we went to Cincinnati. She was pregnant. And that's her hometown. So, I felt secure when I had to go look for a job that she was going to be taken care of. And in that at that seminar, it was like a four-day seminar. After, I think, day two or three, there was a speaker that struck a nerve with me. And it was a revelation because all of a sudden I wanted to talk about it. And before that, you know, you had to drag it out of me. Mm-hmm. And you know, even at home with my wife, you know, not that she didn't know what went on, but I it was never a comfortable subject for me. But once I started, and then we went to New York, she says, "What charity you want to get involved with?" I said, "How about domestic violence?" And she was shocked because, you know, as I say, I was very private about it. And it was, you know, between her and my daughter, they decided to do it through education, as opposed to putting a Band-Aid on something. Mm-hmm. We felt if you're going to end the cycle that you have to, you know, the kids have to understand that the role model who may be an abusive father is not the way to behave. And you never know how it's going to work. But when we first started and we were going to have our first banquet or gala, We went to this I guess it was a middle school, and there was a camera crew that followed us. And I said, you know, we'll talk baseball in a minute. I want to tell you what this camera crew is doing here. And I went out to talk about my dad. And I looked up, and there were like a half a dozen kids going like this. And I realized that we struck a nerve here. There are a lot more people out there than I thought there were that, you know, were experiencing the same thing. So, you know, we know what we do works. That's the most important thing. And, you know, once these kids talk about it and they're allowed to, you know, we have these safe rooms. We don't make the kids talk about it when they go in these safe rooms, you know, because we have games and books and if couches, we make it very comfortable. And if they want to talk, they talk. But talking among themselves, they realize, you know, that I'm not the only one that's going through this. So, as I say, it's been very gratifying that we were able to, you know, hit on something that worked, and you know, that's why making, you know, being able to raise funds is important, because it takes money to open these safe rooms. So, you know, the more we have, the more kids we can reach.
Last one, Joe. I don't know what your salary, your top salary as a player was, but Soto.
$150,000.
Crazy.
And I lost 5% of that because we were on strike that first month or week of the season.
Wow.
Or something. Yeah.
So. Soto is going to be a free agent this year. Boris is his agent. There's talk maybe $550, $600 million. Crazy numbers to you, who made $150,000 a player. And do you think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Hill? You know, it's the Yankees and a great Yankee player. The Mets are out there. That guy has more money. The Dodgers spent. What's your thoughts on Soto's free agency?
Well, you know, one thing, and again, I can only give you what I feel. You know, I made a lot of money managing New York. And, you know, you win the World Series, and at that time you were getting $300,000-$400,000 each for share. When you're in the dugout, you're not even thinking about money. You know, so it's still the game that drives you. And if a guy doesn't perform, sure, there are going to be some media people that are going to allude to the fact that you're not earning, you know, how much you're making. But, you know, that just goes with the fact that you're making a lot of money, you know. And, you know, back when I started playing, you know, my minimum salary was my first year, $6,500.
Jeez.
So, you know, I'm proud of where baseball has come. You know, obviously the players couldn't make this much money unless the teams could afford giving them this much money. So, you know, all the luck to them. I just, you know, when I watch a game, I expect the players to play like my teams did with the Yankees. You know, bust their tails and play hard, and the fans get their money's worth, you know. But I just hope that when, you know, their careers are over, that, you know, they worked hard enough, and, you know, they're able to enjoy it.
All right.
Thank you,
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you next time right here on Fox Sports On the Road. I'm Michael Cohen.